Hey everyone, welcome back to the Physician Syndicate podcast. I'm your host, Ronak, and today I want to talk to you about investment fees. Now, fees in general, they suck. They're a fact of life, but I can't tell you how many times I've thought about booking a hotel room. I'm about to book it at price X, and all of a sudden, I see all these resort fees and different other type of things that make it price Y, where it's way more than I was looking to spend. Whenever you're thinking about ordering food on Uber or something, there's going to be a bunch of fees, booking airline tickets, whatever it is, fees are just a fact of life. They're everywhere. But in today's episode, let's definitely dig a little bit deeper on financial fees for your investments. These fees can get pretty egregious pretty quickly. And the interesting thing is that they're so well hidden that it's hard for people to actually understand what kind of fees that they're paying on their investments. You stereotypically hear about like hedge fund managers making hundreds of millions of dollars per year. One of the ways that they're able to do this is by charging a massive amount of fees to people that don't really understand how much they're paying. They can get away because these fees are set up in such complicated fashion that nobody actually goes and does the math to understand how much are they actually being charged. So in this episode, let's delve deep into three of the main type of fees that you're going to see in the investing world. The first one is what I like to call transparent fees. So this is either one-time upfront placement fees or even hourly rates that people are charging. The second type is going to be what's called carry. And then the third is management fees or expense ratios. And we'll start out with the most basic and get to the most egregious towards the end. Additionally, in the show notes, we're going to leave a link to a calculator where you can calculate what some of these fees are for your own personal situation. And we'll walk through a couple examples later on this podcast also. Now, before we start, I do want to talk about a topic that we've mentioned on the podcast before called the S&P 500 Index Fund. There are many different ETFs that one can buy where basically what you're investing in is a well-diversified, low-cost fund. Again, you're looking at 500 of the largest, most well-known companies in the US. So everything from Pepsi to Apple to JP Morgan Chase. And you're able to get that level of diversity. You can grow with these companies as they continue to compound over time. And the fees are actually very low. Jack Bogle, who originally created the index fund, also created Vanguard. His whole mentality was that the investments that you're making, one of the easiest ways to get a great outcome at the end of investing life is to have lower fees, right? So my favorite ticker symbol is actually VOO. It's the Vanguard S&P 500 Index Fund. They charge 0.03% in an expense ratio, and we'll get into what that means in a little bit. But that typically is my baseline, and if people are charging significantly more than that, I think it's worthwhile at least pausing for a little bit and doing the calculations yourselves. So let's talk about that first type of fee that I mentioned, the most transparent fees. So again, this can be either a one-time placement fee. Let's say there's this really cool startup that you want to invest in, and for whatever reason, you can't get access to the CEO and the CFO, and they're going through some sort of negotiation, a priced equity round, and somebody else is willing to make an introduction or facilitate your investment. They might say, hey, if you're going to invest, let's say $100,000 in this company, let me take a 1% fee just for making the introduction, making the investment actually happen. Right? These fees suck. Again, all fees suck, but at least it's very clear and easy to understand what someone is charging you, right? The other type is going to be an hourly fee. So let's say you want a financial manager or investment advisor to take a look at your portfolio and just assess that, okay, are you on the right track? Should you be more risky? Should you be less risky? How should you think about international funds versus small cap investors? Just taking a look at things, this is largely going to be an hourly thing where if you want me to spend 4 hours looking at your portfolio, thinking about how it can be optimized, let me charge you $50 an hour. And it's very clear at the end of the day what your bill is going to be. These type of transparent fees, I'm actually pretty okay with, right? You as an individual can easily understand how much you're going to be charged for them, and you can make the determination on, is it a worthwhile fee to pay for what you're getting, or is it not? And it's not hidden. It's not complicated. I'll tell you, when I first invested in SpaceX, I was charged a upfront 5% fee. That means for every $100 that I invested, only $95 actually went to the underlying investment. And there was somebody in the middle that was taking 5%. And to me, that was okay. Getting into such a high growth, high potential company for today's valuations more than made up for that 5%. But at that time of making that investment, that 5% really hurt. Just like I'm putting the equivalent of $100 and $5 just getting crumpled up and paid over to somebody else just for making the proper introduction or whatever. It is a lot, but at times it can be worth it. Same thing with the hourly fee, right? If I go and accidentally hurt my back or something and I need to go see a medical professional versus me trying to treat my own back pain, right? Sometimes it's worthwhile paying the professional to take care of it and to get their advice and insights. So again, this first of very easy to understand fees, I think they're the least egregious. They might feel like a lot. Sometimes they're worth paying, sometimes they're not. You got to do your own homework, but at least they're easy to understand. Now, the second type of fee that we're going to talk about is what's called carry. This is where you, as the investor who's providing the capital, you're going to split the upside potential with somebody else. So that usually is, let's say, a private equity fund. They might be charging a 20% carry. So what that means is if you invest $100 and over time that grows to $1,000, you might keep 80% of that upside. There was $900 of upside in that example. So maybe you get to keep 80% of it. The private equity fund is going to charge you that 20% and they're going to keep the other 20%, right? These type of fees, they can definitely add up over time. They are a little bit more transparent, not quite as transparent as that first bucket because you don't know ahead of time what the fees are going to be. But remember, you as the investor, you're taking all the risk, right? You're putting in 100% of the capital and they're just figuring out how to deploy it or what to do with that money. And then they get to capture some of the upside to it. So I do worry that this sometimes incentivizes people to take your money and be very risky with it because they get a good chunk of the upside, but they take none of the downside risk. So on the other hand, at least they are incentivized to try to get you a return on your investment, because if they don't make any return for you, they actually don't get paid out themselves. So this is what I would call like a middle level that, like, I really don't, again, I don't like paying any fees. That first bucket is definitely the ones that I would feel the most comfortable with. The second bucket, at least I understand that, again, they're not going to get paid out unless I get a return on my investment, but they probably will be a little bit more risky with the capital just because all of their income is based on return and they're taking none of the downside risk. So I would just be very conscientious of what are they going to be doing with the money? Are they investing it in things that you feel comfortable with, that you're okay with the risk profile, or are they taking way too much risk with the money that you're putting in? You also might want to think about negotiating for what's called a hurdle rate. That means, you know, again, in this 80-20 split, that's not going to happen unless they return, let's say, at least 5% return on your investment every single year. So let's say at the end of every year, they go back and calculate what was the return on your money. If it's below 5%, then they don't make any money. All the return comes back to you as the investor. If it's above 5%, then from 5% to below, 100% goes to you as the investor. And anything above 5% gets split, where you get to keep 80% and the manager gets to take 20%. This is a nice way to try to skew the odds in the favor of the investor, where yes, the manager still has the potential to make that upside. And if they really can deliver some fantastic returns on your investment, then, you know, it's worth it, right? They're providing enough value to justify the fees that they're charging. These type of fees at least feel a little bit more aligned in terms of incentive between you, the investor, and the third party manager, whoever is sitting in the middle of your investment or taking care of your portfolio. Now, the third type of fee that I want to talk about is what I think is the most egregious. I really don't like these fees. I think they're just really hard to stomach, to be honest. And these are what's called management fees or assets under management. Now, again, we're going to leave a calculator in the show notes. I encourage you to use this tool to calculate some potential investments that you're looking at. to really get an understanding on if it's worth it or not. So in that earlier example, I mentioned VO, S&P 500 index fund, right? So they charge an expense ratio of 0.03% every single year. So that means that if you have an investment, they're going to charge you a little bit every single year just to hold on to this investment. So let's go through a couple of examples of how this stuff can actually change and compound over time. So initially, let's say you have a $1 million portfolio, $1 million brokerage account, and you're not adding anything additional to that, and you're going to just let that grow and compound over the next 40 years, and your expected rate of return is 8%. Okay, none of this stuff is too crazy. Maybe it's a little bit ambitious, maybe it's a little conservative, but let's just go with these numbers. So again, you're starting with a $1 million portfolio, you're investing for 40 years, and it's compounding at 8%. That means your ending value of your investment would come out to around $21.5 million. That's great. $1 million turning into $21.5 million. That's huge. That's fantastic. Now, if you were able to pull this off with a VO, that S&P 500 index fund that I was telling you about, again, their fund expense ratio is 0.03%. So if we put these numbers into this calculator, we can see what the cost of fees are. So again, when we have $1 million over 40 years compounding at 8% with a 0.03% in expense ratio, the cost of fees comes out to around $240,000. Now, an investment that's helping you grow your money from $1 million to $21.5 million, close to $250,000 in fees over the course of a lifetime, it's a lot. It's probably more than what most people were expecting, but it's once we compare that to a couple other numbers, you're going to see that actually seems very reasonable very quickly. So a lot of, again, private equity, venture capital, hedge funds, what have you, they typically charge management fees or expense ratios that are either 1%, 2%, I've even seen up to 3%. And this is them taking that 1%, 2% every single year, and the fees just compound, and it just the numbers just get absolutely ridiculous. So let's take a look at this example again, right? So you have a $1 million investment. It's invested for 40 years at an 8% return. So your $1 million turns into $21.5 million with about $200,000 in fees based on the 0.03% expense ratio for VOO. Now, let's say we compare that to an investment where somebody says, oh, the expense ratio is only 1%. The management fee is only 1%, right? Like we're doing all the hard work to figure out your investments, take care of things, calculate the risk, Sharpe ratio, Sortino ratio, this derivative, that credit default swap, blah, 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 blah. We're just going to charge you 1%. That doesn't sound so bad, right? You have $1 million portfolio. 1% of that is what, $10,000? Okay, let's go with it. Let's invest with this person or management company or whatever it is. No, folks, let's pause and do the calculation. What does 1% actually mean? So again, you have a $1 million initial investment, investing for 40 years, 8% return. When you have a 1% expense ratio, your cost of fees is actually $6.75 million. Let me repeat that, $6.75 million. Your $1 million invested for 40 years, compounding at 8%, should have left you with around $21.5 million. But instead, $6.7 million of that is going away in fees, which means you're going to be left with less than $15 million. Now, I get what you're saying. $15 million is a fantastic place to end up, but you're just giving up $6.7 million of fees over the course of a lifetime, basically. And a big question you have to ask yourself is, what did they do with your money, and did they actually outperform the market, right? Did they actually provide any actual value? We know that most private equity funds and hedge funds and investment managers don't actually beat their baseline index funds, right? They can dress things up as much as they want, but there's plenty of research out there that says that 60, 70, 80% of professionally managed funds don't beat a simple S&P 500 index fund. So again, when somebody says to you, hey, we're only charging 1%, actually go and do the math of what that means, in this example we just walked through, $6.7 million. That means if they can just get one client that has a $1 million portfolio, that $6.7 million fee can be one person's entire compensation over the course of a lifetime. And by these fees being so hidden and complicated to understand, you as the investor don't even know what you're giving up. This is a huge amount of money. Now let's take this a little bit further. Most investment funds charge what's called a 2-20. We talked about the 2% management fee or expense ratio. And then also on top of that, to the 20% carry, that was the second fee that we talked about. So let's just focus on that 2% number for a second, right? Again, in this example, $1 million, 40-year time horizon, compounding at 8%, and now we have a 2% management fee. Forget even the carried interest of the 20% sharing the upside. Just 2%, no big deal. No, 2% is a huge amount. That 2% will cost you over $11 million in fees. Think about that. $11 million in fees. That means your initial $1 million turning into $21.5 million after 40 years, more than half of that is going to go away in fees. Are you freaking kidding me? More than half of your return is going to go away in fees. It's going to be taken by that third-party investment manager, whoever it is, in the middle, right? This is how the finance industry tricks people into paying out a huge amount of money to fund all these Goldman Sachs investment bankers and Morgan Stanley financial advisors, whatever, right? These little tiny fees that here and there that don't sound like a lot, only 1%, only 2%, right? These things really do add up. So let's take a look at one other example. Let's say you're just starting off your first job. You're just coming out of med school residency. Maybe you just went to law school. I don't know. And let's say you are trying to be responsible and saving $1,000 a month. So you're contributing $12,000 a year to a 401k, a retirement plan, whatever it is. And again, let's say you're going to be working for the next 40 years and your rate of return is 8%. And the fund that you're looking at in your retirement account is charging you 0.5%. Right? It doesn't sound like that much, but typically 401ks have different options and different plans that you can invest in. And I think it's worthwhile just double clicking and seeing what are you invested in, how much fees are they actually charging you. So again, let's run through this example. You're saving $1,000 a month into a retirement account, and they're charging you 0.5% in fees. That means your $1,000 a month over the course of 40 years turns into around $3.3 million. And with a simple 0.5% expense ratio, you're giving up over $400,000 in fees. That means more than 10% of your ending value is just disappearing in fees. That's a lot of money, right? If we increase that over to 1%, now we're talking around $800,000 going away in fees. So when we go back to that first bucket of hiring somebody on an hourly basis or a one-time placement fee, all of a sudden that doesn't sound so bad. No, nobody's going to charge you $800,000 to review your portfolio to determine like what you're getting invested in and what you're not, right? But if you're just paying a 1% fee, it's not that big a deal. 1%, it's no big deal. No, this stuff compounds and grows over time. And these numbers get huge. So really, I think the moral of what today's episode should be about is to just go and do your homework and see how much in fees you're being charged, right? By doing a little bit of your own research and your own financial management, you can cut a huge amount of this stuff out and save way more money than you were probably thinking. For myself, I can tell you, whenever I'm thinking about buying some new gadget on Amazon, oh, it really weighs on me. Should I buy this $50 item or should I go with a $40 knockoff? And I go back and forth reading hundreds of reviews, spending hours and hours on it, on this simple little purchase. And maybe I save $10, $15, maybe $100 buying this item instead of that item. But if you just simply go and look at the fees that you're being charged for your investments, this can be millions of dollars in swing versus how much you could end up with, how much you're on pace to end up with. in retirement. So with a little bit of financial education and a little bit of research, you can save yourself a lot of money. Again, some investments, some managers, some third parties are going to be worth their high fees, right? So it's not a blanket statement of don't ever pay a fee, period. But just do your own homework and do your own research to understand how much in fees you're going to be paying, and then make your own independent call on if it's worth it or not, right? I personally, when there's an investment that has a management fee or an expense ratio over 0.5%, I'm going to get very skeptical very quickly. There are some investments that are worth it, right? If I had a chance to invest in Sequoia Capital, yeah, they probably are going to charge me more than 2.20%, and I would at least have to pause and think about it because they do have such a wonderful track record. But at least go do the math to figure out what kind of return that you're going to need to make up for those fees. So let's leave this episode here. Again, we'll leave a link to this calculator in the show notes where you can understand how impactful management fees and expense ratios are. Be cautious about all this stuff, right? Just do the math. It doesn't take too long to translate a only 1% or an only 2% fee into what it actually looks like over the course of a lifetime. But again, this could swing your how much you end up in retirement by millions of dollars one way or another. So just be a little bit cautious out there. Do your math, do your homework, and really understand, are the fees worth the underlying investment or the service that you're getting or not? All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we'd like to remind you that the information and opinions expressed on this podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as financial or investment advice. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly recommend that you consult with your lawyer, tax professional, and financial planner. Keep in mind that investing in startups can be extremely risky, and there's a potential for loss of your entire investment. Remember to always conduct thorough research and consider your risk tolerance before making any financial decisions. Stay informed, and we look forward to having you join us on our next episode of the Physician Syndicate Podcast.